Why sings a dolly the dairymaid to whom the squire had often said such flattering things of every kind as with ambition filled her mind? One day along with Giles her beau, she saw him at a race ground show, and up he come and stood close by, and at her smiled and winked his eye, as in the show a girl from France so very cleverly did dance. Squire applauded rapturously, and jealous doll was she. Returning home, which were some miles, she hardly spoke a word to Giles, but walked as if in half a trance, and wished that she could dance. At home, on looking in the glass, she saw she were a handsome lass. Then at her feet she gave a glance, and said, I wish thee too could dance. Squire admired that parley-voo, yet I'm much prettier of the two, and if I hopped as well as she, I think, says, how he'd marry me. With nightgown on she knelt to pray, but quite forgot her usual say, and cried, O fairies, do advance and teach a dairymaid to dance. Scarce spoke, a crew of elfin figures came dancing in like Irish jiggers. They formed a ring and doll did twiddle until they got her in the middle. Then round and round they danced till late, till doll began to imitate, and which she did so cleverly, she wished the squire were there to see. The fairies fled away with night, still Dolly danced with all her might, which put the rats all in a fright, and must have been a curious sight. At milking time abroad she tripped, and all the way she hopped and skipped. Then to the cows did gaily shew it, and tried to milk, but could not do it, till Giles in wonder left his plough, and said, Your lass I'll milk thy cow, for surely ye've been bitten now by some mad dancing bow-wow-wow. Against the pail she bumped her head, as Giles did lift it on and said, I say, me lad, ye have no chance, for see ye how I've learned to dance. Then off she tripped, her shaking churned the milk until to butter turned. Just then she saw approach the squire, and thinking how he would admire, exclaimed, though I don't come from France, squire, ye see as I can dance. But stead of his admiring Dolly, he went off laughing at a folly. She were so vexed at this, she cried, and now to stop her dancing tried. But on she jumped against her will, and drew the folks from house and mill. The doctor making up a pill, the lawyer writing down a will, the parson too in dishabille, all did their best to keep her still. But no, as soon as e'er they tried, they seemed as if electrified, for all who touched her hands or clothes like her began to point their toes. The country folk were all alarmed, they thought the dairymaid were charmed, and wouldn't even near a stop to see how long she'd keep it up. From morn till night, from night till morn, she danced about the place forlorn, of crying out, oh Lud me corn, and wishing she had ne'er been born. She danced till all her shoes were gone, she danced till she were skin and bone, she danced until she dead did seem, then woke and found it all a dream. When Dolly found it were the fairies had led her through all these vagaries, and after having such a prance, no longer wished to learn to dance. A ruin seeing it might be, ere after taking warning, she ne'er thought of squire's coquetting smiles, but only loved the cows and Giles. It must be known to all who've read, ambition many has misled, which is the moral of all I say. Oh, Dolly, the dancing dairy maid.